Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, Sean Jammy, Chief Operating Officer at CAP Security. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. Really, really good. So how are we doing? How are the crime figures year on year?
So CAP analyzes crime within all our areas. We send our field intelligence officers to understand as much as possible about all incidents, as well as, you know, do things like provide victim support. So these stats are really core to what we do. Overall crime numbers in our areas are very similar, the total number of crimes. But we've seen an interesting shift in crime. So as an example, there's been a massive reduction in vehicle thefts and thefts from motor vehicles. I mean, and the number's around 50% in terms of the reduction. But we've seen a slight increase, I think the number is 6%, of property-related or other property-related incidents like trespassing and burglary. Serious violent crime, which is, I think, what concerns us all, and that's really why CAP exists. That's the sort of incident that we'd do almost anything to try and avoid. There we've seen a small increase, but once again, a shift from things like follow homes, you know, these typical, what used to be called Rolex gang type attacks, which have, you know, they've literally stopped. And that's largely due to the work of my amazing colleagues. We've got the Special Intervention Unit, and they work with a specialized SAPS unit called Provincial Head Office. They've made upwards of 100 arrests in the past 6 months, specifically targeted on these type of gangs. So, you know, we've seen the effect of that type of work. And at the same time, we've seen quite an alarming increase in attacks on people using the public space, people exercising in the public space. I'm sure we've all heard about incidents like that, these typical cell phone robberies, as well as our helpers being attacked in the public space while they're walking to or from transport or to or from our homes. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the pictures. You know, we're relatively stagnant if one looks 2020 versus 2021, and we're a little bit down on our 2019 numbers overall.
Do you think the pandemic has made a big difference in the whole situation with regard to crime?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of factors that relate to the pandemic. I think number one, it's the shift in people's movements, in potential victims' movements. We're spending a lot more. I hear you're talking about work from home, and a lot of us are doing that. So the victims have shifted. They've shifted away from the CBDs and more into residential areas. So suspects have adapted their methodologies to take that into account. Obviously, the various lockdowns and restriction on movement have been quite effective policing tools. And then, you know, you've got the socioeconomic shift. So while socioeconomic factors will affect petty crime, things like trespassing, burglary, property-related crime, it doesn't affect serious violent crime. A home invader or a hijacker, these are professional criminals. These are people that are schooled, and they aren't people that have fallen on hard times and all of a sudden, you know, do this serious violent crime. It's a skilled trade like anything else, I suppose. But yeah, so we've seen those shifts, and I think most of the shifts that I described earlier or as a result of the pandemic, or the knock-on effects of the pandemic.
Right. So if you were to say to people, if you were to advise our listeners, what is the primary concern or the primary thing to be aware of at the moment?
You know, I think we're spending so much time at home at the moment that securing our homes is really the key here. And it makes me quite upset, quite concerned. I mean, I take people's security seriously. Obviously, it's my career. It's something I care about. People need to spend as much as they can afford to secure their homes. I think, you know, what we've seen more and more is people relying on CAP. You know, we've got these amazing guys and these big vehicles, and they're saying, don't worry, we don't need to service our alarm, maintain our electric fence. We've got CAP. But CAP relies on our stakeholders being responsible about their home security. So I think secure your home, put a decent quality alarm in and use it. So I'm at home at the moment, we're inside, the alarm is on outside. And it's like that as a matter of course, during the day for us. And things like that, you know, we'd rather not live like this. We'd rather live in a crime-free society. But we've got to understand that this is, you know, one of our biggest challenges. And in order to combat it, we need levels of responsibility at all all areas.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Sean Jammy, Chief Operating Officer at CAP Security. You guys just keep doing the amazing, amazing work that you are doing.